So the state of emergency at the southern border is official now, at least on paper. But what does it look like on the ground? For a close-up view of the situation, we reached out to the mayor of Brownsville, Texas, Tony Martinez. I asked him to describe that border area that sits between Brownsville and Mexico.
We've lived here most of our lives, and we're actually a stone's throw away from Mexico. Only the river runs through it from where I'm standing or sitting right now. Probably about 4 or 5 blocks, and you're at the Gateway Bridge. You cross probably about 100 feet, and you're in Mexico. That's our lens into our sister city of Matamoros.
And does that lens kind of throw at you images of danger or crisis?
No, quite frankly. We hosted a group. They were from all different kinds of the world, and I couldn't get a reaction from any of them that figured out we were in a crisis. It's unfortunate that reality has very little to do with what's happening in Washington, but we live the reality.
Well, one image we keep getting from the White House is that there are all these immigrants trying to scramble across the border. Does it boggle your mind to have headlines of Trump talking about this crisis and then knowing what the reality is on the ground?
Well, we're getting a little numb to this lying portion of what's going on up in Washington, but I don't want to get numb. We need to have our voices heard, and we need to keep fighting for truth. God willing, in a couple of weeks, we will have what we call a Charo Day celebration. I and the mayor of Matamoros will get together on the bridge.
Matamoros, Mexico.
We get together with our sister city. We have our kids exchange gifts. We hold hands and call it hands across the bridge. We're two neighbors that love each other. That's all there is to it. And all this rhetoric that's coming out and all this dehumanization, it's hard to believe it's coming out of our country. For most of us who are of Mexican-American origin, our fathers or our grandfathers came across to live the dream, and now we're living a nightmare because of the demonization and the lack of understanding and the lack of wanting to do what we know as Americans we should be doing, and that's uniting together for a common good.
It is hard to reconcile what you're describing there with the notion of a crisis. Is it possible, though, that there are other parts of the U.S.-Mexico border where the culture is not as connected as what you and Matamoros have?
Well, is it a security risk on the Mexican side because of the cartels? There's no question about what's happening there. But, I mean, I'm pretty familiar with the entire border from here to San Diego. There are spaces where they can come in, and certainly we need security, but not by building a wall.
As far as walls go, I mean, how much border wall or fence do you already have in Brownsville?
Probably we have, I'd say, about 70% of the city limits that's on the actual river is already has a wall there.
So where is Trump wrong then? Because you already have a wall.
Well, because what happens is this demonization of the poor people that again, I visited with this week. I saw about 5 or 6 or 7 children under the age of 10 hearing their stories about how they're evading the danger in their countries, whether it be Guatemala, Honduras, or El Salvador. We want to demonize people as some sort of gang members when they're just running for their lives.
Mayor, going into the weekend, now that this national state of emergency has been declared, I mean, what are you going to tell the people of Brownsville?
Stand tall. I have absolutely no idea how the ripple effect is going to affect us. I mean, it hasn't done so anything so far. But I don't know when they declare a national emergency, when one doesn't exist, I don't know what happens there.
Tony Martinez, the mayor of Brownsville, Texas, really appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thank you.